Good evening and welcome to the planning and development portion of this evening. It is December 11th, 2013. We have Supervisor Underhill, Supervisor Decker, Supervisor Dodge, I am Supervisor Brunig, and we have our Youth and Governance in here tonight. On staff we have Andy Bueller and April Webb. I think we were ready to proceed. On the first item is number 6, is our comprehensive plan amendment, David R. Elizabeth A. Peterson of Brighton. Okay. This is a public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment, David R. Baker and Elizabeth A. Peterson, 1413 240th Avenue in Kansasville, Wisconsin, 53139. Owners request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from general agriculture and open land and isolated natural resource area to general agricultural and open land suburban density residential and isolated natural resource area on tax parcel number 30-4-220-141-0500, located in the northeast one quarter of section 14 in the town of Brighton. Are you with the Bakers? Okay, please step up to the table. You'll need to turn on the mic by pressing the button in the middle. State your name and address for the record and tell the committee why you're here.
Elizabeth Baker, 1413 240th Avenue, Kansasville, Wisconsin, 53139. And I'm here for to amend the 2035 comprehensive map for my property at that above address, or said address.
Okay.
And maybe if you can just clarify as to that this is the first step in a couple steps that you're looking at wanting to do to reach your goal.
Yeah, what we would like to do is we want to split out a parcel there to build a home, and so it needs to be rezoned R2, which is less than 5 acres density. The C1, of course, would obviously stay C1, but the A2, which encompasses the entire property that's not C1, that corner piece would need to be rezoned R2, whereas the parent parcel, which is that bottom piece, would stay 10 acres in A2. And just that little pie-shaped piece would be the one that would change. And then given would allow us the ability to put a house on there once it's a separate parcel.
Okay.
And currently the existing parcel has a residence?
The existing residence has a home on the 240th. That's the house that we live in now. But I want to put a house on Burlington Road.
Okay. Are there any questions from the committee? No. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
The town board met on this item November 11th, 2013 and recommended approval. And also for the record, I want to mention that this item as well as the other items were published in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice on November 28th. And December 3rd, 2013.
Thank you, Andy.
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill.
Roll call.
This will be a roll call. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Supervisor Underhill?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your plan amendment has been approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Number 7 is a conditional use permit from McHenry Savings Bank in Salem. This is 353 Bank Drive, McHenry, Illinois, 60050. Owner, Donna Jasper Meyer, North 2110 County Road H, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147. Agent. Requesting a conditional use permit to allow a kennel in the A2 Agriculture District on tax parcel number 65-4-120-182-0300, located in the west half of section 18 in the town of Salem. Ms. Jasper, could you please state your name and address for the record and tell us why you're here?
Donna Jasper Meyer. My address is N2110 County Road H, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147. My husband, Frank Meyer, and myself are looking to purchase the home with the kennel that is at 8848 Fox River Road in the Township of Salem, and we are going to run a boarding and grooming kennel. I have been currently running a boarding and grooming kennel for 17 years in Lake Geneva. It's a small one out of my home, and we now want a big one. And we want to have a home occupational business to be able to stay there. My father is now living with us, and I want to be able to be on the property and run the kennel. I'm a professional dog groomer. I've been grooming dogs since 1988. I do show dogs. I do a lot of people that travel all over to come to me, and I already have a lot of clients and customers, and I've got a big customer base that will come and follow me there. I don't run a boarding kennel and grooming where tons of people would be coming in at one time. It's done by appointment, so there's not going to be a lot of more traffic on the road. Don't need to make a parking lot bigger or anything. I've got all of the equipment and knowledge, along with my husband, who's MacGyver, that we can fix everything that's there and make it run fantastic. I've already got a lot of the stockade wooden privacy fences already in a lot of the place, and we are going to improve it and actually fence in any area that could be seen. We're going to put one right across the front so that the neighbor across the street's dogs won't bark at the dogs that are there, and my dogs won't bark at their dogs. We've already got the area for where we're going to put the trash receptacle. I've already spoken with the garbage company, and that's all fine. We're going to fence in the backside of the property from the home, and no boarding dogs would ever be put there. That's only from my personal house dog, my great hunter dog. The rest of the boarding dogs will only be in the facility, and it is already a dog boarding kennel that has all the fencing and everything up, so we are just going to improve upon it and run a great business from there. Any questions?
Thank you, Donna. Any questions from the committee? Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
And before I do from the town, I just want to point out to the committee and with the conditional use permit that there are conditions listed within the Kenosha County ordinance which requires a 100-foot setback for the kennels from the property line or wherever the dogs are kept, and we all know that, and this is an existing facility. So in the conditional use permit, we are memorializing the fact that this property doesn't meet that, and it does spell that out so everyone knows that it's not going to meet the 100-foot requirement. So I think on here what we know is it's going to be 50 feet from the north property line, 90 feet from the west, and 80 feet from the southeast. With that being said, the town board did meet on this on December 9th, 2013, and the motion passed unanimously.
Donna, you've read the conditions?
I have.
And you're willing to sign all of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit with the conditions as stated.
Okay. I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Dodge. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Your vote's aye. Your conditional use permit has been granted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
We're going to have you sign the conditions.
Want me to go on to the next one?
Sure.
My paper already. Number 8 is the preliminary plat extension. MIR Group, LLC, 5455 Sheridan Road, number 202, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53140. Owner-developer requests an extension approval of the preliminary plat of the Commons of Summers subdivision on tax parcel number 80-4-220-151-0401, located in the northeast quarter of Section 15, Town of Summers. Please state your name and address for the record and tell us why you're here. I think you need to
My name is Fuad Saab, 1630 Church Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53213. I'm here on behalf of the owner slash developer requesting an extension of the preliminary plat. And one of the reasons we did ask for extension last year and we are asking again so we don't have to start from ground zero in case if things are changing in favor of the development. We have more interest in it currently from University Parkside. They want to be a part of the housing component of it. So we went to town on Monday and Tuesday. We gained approval on some of the concept that we had on the plat. And we're going to be hoping we move forward with it. And we may come back again next year because stuff takes a little bit longer, negotiation and many other things. So, but it's on the positive track of moving forward. So we're here to ask for the extension of the preliminary plat.
Any questions from the committee? No. Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
Well, before we do that, I do need to mention that we did receive a letter today that was forwarded to us from Hawthorne Hollow. It's dated December 11, 2013, and all the committee members did receive a copy of this. And I did speak to the person from Hawthorne Hollow. Her name is Lori Artimo, the naturalist there. And for the record, we're going to submit this. Basically, in essence, what it's stating is that they were involved with the Pike River Watershed Restoration Plan that was just recently approved, and it was finalized and approved, and it was approved by the EPA, and there was many organizations that worked on this on the entire Pike River, and this property is on the south branch of the Pike River, and basically just stating that they want to make it known that there are certain recommendations that plan put forward in regards to water quality, possibly water quantity that would be released from any development, and they wanted to alert everyone that this now does exist for us to look at as a guide for as the town, as a county, as any property owner, as a potential developer, and they wanted to make this known to the committee. And one thing I do have to point out, though, is that this development was originally brought forward in 2008. And they did submit a stormwater management plan that was approved by the town and the county. And so the stormwater plan already has been, I guess, submitted and approved and is completely in place to move forward. And it does meet all the requirements of Kenosha County stormwater ordinance. It meets all the requirements of the Town of Summers requirements, and so
as well as
I don't think in this letter that she's indicating anything specifically about this project, but letting this everyone know more that this plan's out there, and she doesn't want anyone to just not be aware of it and to take this into account. And in any case, this is just a renewal of a preliminary plat. Mm-hmm. The final plat will need to come before the committee at such time that they're ready to do so.
Yes.
Did you get a copy of the letter?
No, I did not, but she was last night at the town, and I'd like to get a copy of it, at the town board meeting, and kind of address. And she was mentioning, you know, their new study that they were doing to the Pike River, the major issues they were discovering. There's a lot of flooding has been caused, and so they did some studies to see what the contributory areas, and they found like there's a lot of old development that did not abide by the new rules, by the DNR rules, and so on. That is part of that, and I kind of mentioned to her that we have abided by the DNR rules which is very strict rules for, you know, dispensing any water that goes into the Pike River. I've explained to them that per the DNR rules, the state of Wisconsin, the town and the county guidelines, that we cannot discharge water from new development more than what it currently is discharging undeveloped. So it kind of, and plus this plan that we have here, it has more green space than the new current guidelines at the town of Summer, which is 25% currently. Our plan is 40%. So kind of they're new to it, and I kind of gave them a brief discussion about our plan to show that that's what we're doing, and we're not here to, we're very cautious. We don't want to cause any problems, and we'll be more than happy to share any engineering calculations that they need. So we left it out there.
Good, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So from the town board met on this, as was stated last night, December 10th, 2013, and a motion was made to approve this, and it approved unanimously.
Motion to approve the preliminary plat extension.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your extension has been granted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No.
Number 9 is going to remain tabled. Number 10, this is our comprehensive plan amendment for the WABAC LLC of Summers.
Motion to remove from the table.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker to remove number 10 from the table, and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Number 10 is removed from the table. Andy? Oh, okay. WAB-AC LLC 11514 North Point Washington Road, Mequon, Wisconsin 53092. Owner, William Bodner. 11514 North Port Washington Road, Mequon, Wisconsin 53092. Agent, requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, for commercial and other conservancy land to be preserved to high density residential on tax parcel number 80-4-22-274-0410, located in the southeast one quarter of section 27 in the town of Summers.
This request was originally filed with the county on March 4th, 2013, and it did come before this committee originally on April 10th. It did receive to be tabled. We did find out that there was an issue at hand in regards to the conservancy, and shown on the map there's an area that was amended from other conservancy land to be preserved to high density residential, as they were looking at changing the comprehensive plan here from the mainly the commercial area to high density residential, but also needed to amend this other conservancy land. And that was really an error that occurred in the comprehensive plan mapping process, is that it is a stormwater pond, it isn't an other conservancy area. And so when the multi-jurisdictional committee went forward this fall for their annual meeting, we did make a change presented to the committee, which was approved, to make a change to these stormwater ponds to have them designated appropriately. And that was one of the things that Mr. Bodner was waiting for to happen. Since that has happened, we have informed him of that, and we had sent him a letter in regards to the fact that that was changed and that he would need to withdraw his request and make a new request that would amend what he's looking at wanting to do. So we did receive a letter, or actually an email, November 7th, 2013, and he was asking for this item to be withdrawn. And so we would recommend that this item be withdrawn. It would be his responsibility to come back to this committee and file an appropriate I guess, application now for an amendment if he looks to move forward with this. So again, we would ask to follow his request to withdraw this item from the agenda.
I make a motion to withdraw the comprehensive plan amendment proposed for WABAC LLC.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The request has been withdrawn. Number 11 is certified surveys. We have none. Number 12, approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Over first by Supervisor Decker.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Underhill, Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Minutes are approved. Number 13, citizen comments. There are no citizens. Number 14, any other business allowed by law?
Just to let the committee know that next month we are looking and did receive approval at yesterday's meeting to move ahead with two and potentially three zoning corrections for wetlands. And there are a few other items that will be on that January agenda as well. And to wish everyone Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Everyone.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Underhill and a second by Supervisor Dodge. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. We are adjourned. Everyone have a safe holiday.
See you next year.
Yay.